Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
That's right, it is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Absolutely, and Luke Combs sings, "No Love in Carolina for Bruce Young." Bryce Young, whatever his name is. I don't even know his name. That's how bad it is. Bryce Young. It took Eddie Mansfield to show up. Run him out of Carolina. And they changed it. And guess who's quarterback? The Red Rifle himself, Andy Dalton.
Well, it's worked everywhere else Andy Dalton has been, so why not in Carolina? I'm interested to see how Andy Dalton fares behind the offensive line and with the weapons that Bryce Young was given in Carolina. And we'll have to see. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into the NFL. We're going to get into college football, Major League Baseball, NASCAR, and the AEW. It's an exciting show we got in front of us, Eddie. And even more exciting than the fact that the number one overall pick has been benched.
I mean, you know, the DEI didn't work in Carolina. Always remember that.
Well, here's the thing. As I've said many times before on this show and in my personal life, you can't allow yourself to be forced to choose a guy when you go into those draft rooms. There were too many red flags when it came to Bryce Young. It's not Bryce Young's fault that the Carolina Panthers, a team that deservedly had the number one overall pick, even though I'm pretty sure they traded up for it, chose Bryce Young. They had to know going in that this was going to be a disaster. They could have chosen Peyton Manning, Eli Manning, anyone to play for that team, and the results would be the same.
Well, they had Baker Mayfield and got rid of him. And you know something? I always say this about Bryce Young. He can be a number one pick, but never pick a jackass to win the Kentucky Derby, ever.
We'll get back into that in a minute, Eddie. We got to take a break here on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menus, signs, and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them. And they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 40% off select home decor to put the finishing touches on every room. The savings don't stop there. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. Because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh cracked American potatoes, cheese sauce. Bacon. And the second bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. Bacon. And the third bite, you get the idea. The boss of breakfast burritos, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check your sunroof is closed first before driving through the car wash.
Whoa, no, wait, whoa.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Mouthing off all over the world.
This is Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Oh, yeah.
Woo, Eddie. What a second week of football. Incredible, incredible time of year. And while I'm talking about incredible things, let me talk about odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. odark30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style.
Yeah, I happen to be sitting in North Carolina, the Queen City, with my odark30 shirt on doing this friggin' show right now, big boy.
Nice. So go check them out, odark30.com. So we're talking about the Panthers benching number one overall pick Bryce Young. Their head coach came out and said that there's nowhere to go but up. They're bringing in, as you said, the veteran Andy Dalton, who, by the way, how long has Andy Dalton been in the... I feel like he's got to be my age at this point. Andy Dalton's been around for a long time.
He's a red rifle from TCU. Don't you remember him with the Cincinnati Bengals?
The Cowboys. He's been around the block. He's been to a few places. Let me say this about the Panthers, because we discussed them after week one. The Saints absolutely blew them out. And so we said, are the Saints really good, or are the Carolina Panthers that bad? Well, the Saints played again over the weekend and they blew out another team. Well, maybe not a blowout because it was only a 25-point win, but
scored 40 in both games. Over 91 points in two games. That's pretty damn good.
Over the Dallas Cowboys, a team that is not benching their quarterback and is not in the same position that we thought Carolina was in. And in week two, Carolina played a team that is a good team with a new head coach. Is Bryce Young, is this time to bench a guy like Bryce Young when you're coming off of two difficult games?
Let me tell you something. They need a good head coach in Carolina. And I don't know if this guy from Tampa Bay, he came from Tampa Bay, is the guy. Let me tell you who's a great offensive coordinator, Clint Kubiak with the New Orleans Saints. You watch what the Saints do. Tampa Bay better look over their shoulder because the Saints are coming, and the Saints are that damn good.
The Saints have done a good job. They didn't panic. They kept their guys in New Orleans after Drew Brees retired. They had a couple runs of quarterbacks. You know, they backing him up was Jameis Winston. They gave him a run. He wasn't any good. But instead of saying, we're going to blow this up, we're going to move on, they patiently waited. The Raiders, for some ridiculous reason, drop Derek Carr, and Derek Carr falls into the New Orleans Saints' lap. And now they have a quarterback that can win games in New Orleans. And
yeah,
all of
he
a
put
sudden,
up 44 against the Cowboys' defense, and they're no joke.
No, New Orleans has a good offense and a good defense. All they needed was a quarterback. They'd lacked that over the last few seasons. They found a guy who seems to be fitting in well. And it's incredible that a team that, you know, has not been good the last few years and was taking flack for the fact that they kept those guys around. They weren't, you know, moving on from the guys that were getting a little older. Well, they may have the last
laugh.
Well,
you know, they never moved on the right, proper way until now from Drew Brees. That's the problem.
Well,
when you look at Derek Carr, he's a guy that can step it up like Drew Brees used to step it up.
Yeah, they've got Alvin Kamara, they've got receivers, a few good receivers. It's going to be fun to watch the New Orleans Saints again this year. They're going to be on the map. They'll probably make the playoffs. I don't know if they're good enough to make a run deep, but putting up 44 points 2 weeks in a row, you can say, oh yeah, week one was the Carolina Panthers, but week two was the Dallas Cowboys, and that's not a team that you see getting lit up like that. Jerry Jones has got to be very upset with that outcome. The Chiefs beat
I always tell you, Dak Prescott is the bridesmaid, never the bride. This boy cannot win the big one. And he gets the money to win the big one, but he'll never win it, ever.
Week two games against the New Orleans Saints aren't the big one. And really, who do you pin this blame on? I mean, they were beaten handily by the New Orleans Saints. So Dak can't shoulder all of the blame, but the Chiefs, a guy who can shoulder all of the credit, the Chiefs beat the Bengals, Patrick Mahomes. I'll tell you this. I was watching that game, and I thought to myself, Eddie said that the Chiefs, who can beat the Chiefs, and I'm watching that game and I'm saying the Cincinnati Bengals can beat the Chiefs, but
they got their number
at the very end of that game. Harrison Butker, the most infamous kicker in football at this point, comes out and beats the Bengals with a last minute field goal, and the Chiefs are 2-0, and Patrick Mahomes,
you know, he drills that three. If he drills them girls like he drills them threes, he's in business. Well, boy, I guarantee you.
Listen, he's a happily married man with a wife that he loves and appreciates the fact that she's a real woman who stays home with his kids and takes care of the house.
Well, I'm glad you're the preacher for him. I'm really happy for you.
Well, he did. He came out. Do you not know about this? He caught a lot of flack.
I do not know anything about
Harrison Butker.
The only kicker I know about is Pat McAfee.
Well, I'll tell you this. Pat McAfee is not anything compared to Harrison Butker as far as I'm concerned. Harrison Butker went out
did he ever get signed by the Colts for $14 million?
Nobody.
Pat McAfee did.
Well, I'll tell you this. Harrison Butker is, in my opinion, a much better man than Pat McAfee. Pat McAfee be upset by
that
statement. But, well, hey, I'll say this. I'm not knocking Pat McAfee at all. I think he does a great show. I think he was an awesome kicker. He's got a great personality. But Harrison Butker, I put him up on a mantle. He went out there. He gave a speech that he felt like was from his heart and from his beliefs. And he caught a lot of flack. He never backed down. People were saying that the Chiefs should cut him, that they should get rid of him. And the Chiefs, to their credit,
whoever said that now is not saying that anymore, believe me.
Oh, I promise you, the people that said that are absolutely still saying it. They hate Harrison Butker because Harrison Butker has good beliefs, that if you just follow those kinds of beliefs, they said that that he didn't respect women when he went out there and said that he loves his wife and he appreciates everything she does for him.
That's just BS. You know that? You know, something, a guy that stands up for his girl, that's my kind of guy.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, I stand up for my girl. I don't have a problem with that.
All right. Believe me. And you took it down the Pat McAfee route. Pat McAfee hasn't been in the NFL since Hector was a pup. I said in the NFL. And Harrison Bucker.
NFL stands for not for long. So, you know, whatever.
I might buy his jersey, although I could never wear a Chiefs jersey. Maybe I'll just get myself a nice Washington Commanders jersey and slap Butker's name and, name and number on it.
Never for me. I'm done with Washington. I can't stand those guys. Well, I mean, that's just sad.
We are going to watch and see what happens up there in DC, because the rumble has begun again that the gentleman whose face was on their helmet for a very long time, his relatives are very upset that they were not asked whether or not they were offended by the name and by the face on that helmet, and they want it back in the NFL and the ownership.
Well, you can thank all those woke bastards in the NFL front office in New York.
Yeah.
That's where that crap came from.
Yep.
And they didn't bother to ask anybody. They're a bunch of woke bastards, and that's just the way it is.
Yeah, well, hopefully the woke will lose, as they seem to eventually do all over the place with that one, too. And we can start saying Washington Redskins again. I can no longer make the mistake.
What about my boy Baker Mayfield?
Oh, he's your boy Baker. Now? He's your boy now? I've always been a fan
of Baker Mayfield. Always.
I've been on Baker Mayfield train as well, Eddie. So he's our boy. He wins in Motown. He goes up there and beats the Lions 2016. I know the Lions are an incredible team. You got to give credit to the Tampa Bay defense, though, because the 16 points out of the Lions with that offense is a very good day for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense. They picked off Matt Stafford twice, if I'm not mistaken, in that game. And Baker went up to...
It was Jared Goff.
Oh, my bad.
Stafford's with the Rams.
I'm so confused by the quarterback shuffle between those two teams.
So confused.
Jared Goff picked off twice, if I'm not mistaken, by the Buccaneers. The Vikings beat the 49ers, a beleaguered 49ers team, without McCaffrey. And it turns out that Ayuk is now, or Deebo Samuel's out, another place I can't remember who's who, because they have a wealth of wide receivers. It's one of their incredible.
They're dropping like flies in Frisco.
That's the problem with the NFL, man. You can be the best team on paper in the league, and if your guys aren't healthy, this is the best time, though, for those guys to go down. The San Francisco 49ers can go 0-5 in the beginning of the season, and if they get back McCaffrey and they get back Deebo Samuel, then they are a force to be reckoned with when it comes to playoff time.
You know what's really strange is Sam Darnold came back to haunt the 49ers, and Kyle Shanahan, he was with the Niners last year.
Yep.
And he learned the system from the Niners, and he's a better quarterback from learning that system. I mean, hey, my hat's off for you, Sam. I mean, finally, you stepped it up.
Well, when you get drafted by the just end the seasons and it doesn't work out there and you get tossed around, you go to San Francisco, who's got Mr. Irrelevant, Brock Purdy. He's their guy. They paid him. He's going to be their guy. If you land on a team that you can win with, like the Vikings, then you can get a second chance and you can do well.
Yeah.
And I hope that happens for Sam Darnold.
I mean, you know, bless him. Because he deserves it. He's got a lot of talent. I mean, he really does.
Yes, he was a highly touted, highly drafted quarterback coming out of college. Kirk Cousins leads a game-winning drive against the Eagles.
Yeah.
The Falcons beat the Eagles. Wow. The Falcons are back. They've got a quarterback. They've got an incredible tight end. They've got an incredible running back. They've got incredible wide receivers. Is their defense good enough? They held the Eagles to 21, but we'll have to see what happens in Atlanta.
The Dirty Birds are back, Jeff.
All right. Hey, listen, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hey! Welcome back to Mouthing Off.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor with the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Oh, absolutely. And college football, my dogs are number one. And, you know, my real team is the Texas Longhorns. And so until somebody beats them Bulldogs, they're going to be number one. And Texas looks good. They really do. And, you know, finally the Manning showed up. Arch Manning really had a hell of a game.
He did, Eddie. And speaking of dogs, I have to tell you a story. I, the other night, was trying to get some good sleep and my beauty rest that I badly need at my advanced age. And there was a dog down the street barking, and it was driving me absolutely crazy. I love dogs, so don't take this as an anti-dog story. I'm a lover of the canine, but I had to find out what was going on with this dog. So I put on my O-Dark 30 boots and my O-Dark 30 shirt, pulled my O-Dark 30 hat down low, put my hands in my pocket and walked down the street. And I was doing a little bit of surveillance on the house three houses down and why this dog was barking. And it turns out that these people left their beautiful little dog outside. It had rained all night. It was a terrible thing to do. So I came back over to the house and I got that dog a treat that I still had in the cabinet. And I walked back over there stealthily. I'm creeping over there my O-Dark 30, gave that dog a treat, went back into my room, went back to sleep. That dog didn't bark the rest of the night. And I have to thank our boys over at odark30.com for giving me the ability to go over there, not be seen by my neighbors, and take care of a problem like the high surveillance guy that I have become since I've started working O-Dark 30. I feel like Jack Ryan-esque when I put on my O-Dark 30 boots. I'm like, I can go take on whatever op is in front of me. I know that's not true. I know it's just the boots talking, but that's the way I feel when I rock my O-Dark 30.
Yeah, me too. I'm sitting in O-Dark 30 right now doing this show. One thing about it, Jeff, You know what happened to your neighbor? He had too many drinks at the California Grill. That was his problem.
Fell asleep and left his little doggy outside. Well, I made that whole story up just so I could talk about how much I love rocking my O-Dark 30 and to try to make myself sound more manly than I am. The Georgia Bulldogs are number one, and I have a brother, my little brother, who couldn't care less about sports, and he called me the other day and said, "Who can beat the Georgia Bulldogs?" And I was like, "Why are you asking me about college football?" And he said, "Because a friend of mine is all about the Georgia Bulldogs, and he and one of my employees were talking about Florida State being so bad, and the guy was talking smack about the Georgia Bulldogs and how they're unbeatable, and so I figured I'd call you and get some information so I could come back." And I said, "All right, you asked, you shall receive." So I start talking about the teams that I believe that can beat the Georgia Bulldogs, and he literally glossed over and was like, "Okay, I don't care anymore. I can't take this. Don't call me and ask me who can beat the Georgia Bulldogs or anything about sports for that matter, because as I've shown, I can talk to you for at least an hour with commercial breaks built in about any sport." The teams that can beat the Georgia Bulldogs, I believe, are numbers 2 and 3 in the rankings right now. Number 2, I believe, is unfairly ranked number 2 because of the fact that Georgia has had such a long-standing success, and they've won the championships. Texas has been less than relevant for a while. So I believe that the only reason why the Texas Longhorns are ranked number 2 right now is because of that. Because if you ask me, the best team in the nation right now.
Well, Jeff, I'm going to let Texas, I love the Longhorns. You know that. That's my team. But my other team is the Georgia Bulldogs. Georgia played more. When you look at it, who Texas played and Georgia played, no contest.
Well, at this point
now,
of the season,
Texas is in the Southeastern Conference.
Yes.
They're going to play the best of the best. Now you're going to see if Texas deserves to be number one. When Texas and Georgia plays in the next few weeks, you're going to see if Georgia's good or the Longhorns good. But that's going to be a rough day for me, man, because I love Georgia and I love Texas.
I'm putting my money on Texas. Texas is so good that they can put their backup quarterback in garbage time, and he can throw for 2 touchdowns. Texas is unbelievable.
Arch Manning is the number one quarterback. He, you know, the other guy, they said, "Oh, he's going to be the top 10 pick and all this." Well, if a frog had wings, you wouldn't bump his ass, too. But you know something? Arch Manning is that good. I mean, he's really that good.
Quinn Ewers he's going to be the number one overall pick in the draft.
I mean, Ewers is a winner, man.
The reality is that everybody told Arch Manning, "Don't go to Texas. There are too many good quarterbacks in Texas." Arch Manning went there anyway, and they did exactly what they should have done. They didn't give him any preferential treatment. They put him in line, and he's waited patiently behind Quinn Ewers. And when the Quinn Ewers show moves on to the NFL, Arch Manning next year will be the starting quarterback in Texas, and Texas could go back to back with that. We'll have to see who else goes.
Ewers got hurt, and so Arch is going to be the quarterback. He came in gangbusters. He did great. Now this coming week, he's going to be against UL Monroe, which is nothing for Texas, believe it.
Louisiana Monroe,
50-50 deal. But when you look at Arch Manning, he's a 5-star quarterback. He's one of those guys that he's that damn good. He really is.
Yeah, so this Quinn Ewers, I was under the impression that Quinn Ewers wasn't that injured. They brought in Arch Manning just because it was not necessary to leave. All right, well then Arch Manning will take over, and they're going to be just as good as they were last week, next week. And Louisiana Monroe's a perfect team to send Arch Manning over to get some practice in, because that's all that game's going to be.
You know, when you talk about another team, the team that we need to look at in the Southeastern Conference, there's two. One's Tennessee. They're playing Oklahoma. And game day is going to be in Norman for the Tennessee-Oklahoma deal.
Yes.
You know, it's like Luke Combs, and I referred to that when we opened the show. There's no love in Oklahoma. Well, Tennessee's not going to show any love when they whoop Oklahoma Sooners' ass come Saturday. I can tell you that.
That's going to be a test for Tennessee. Is Tennessee a legitimate 3-0, number 4 in the nation team?
Well, we'll find out.
We are going to find that out. The other team that I told my brother could beat Georgia is Ohio State. I hate saying that. I can't stand Ohio State, but for some reason, they're able to put together a program in Ohio that can compete with these SEC teams, even when you think they shouldn't be able to. So
well,
Ohio
just
State,
that damn good.
They are.
They recruit like the Southeastern Conference does.
Yeah.
I mean, look at all the Ohio State players in the pros.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I mean, they're that good. I mean, Ohio State is no joke. Believe me.
The former starting quarterback in Carolina.
Oh, yeah. Which one?
Bryce Young.
No, he was Alabama.
Oh, was he? Was he not an Ohio State Buckeye before that?
That was the greatest selling job that Saban ever did. He's going to be great in the pros. I mean, give me a freaking break. He's got to jump up to throw a pass. I mean, he's, you know, you don't ever draft number one a midget to play quarterback in the NFL. You got guys 6'8", and he's got to jump over them to throw a pass. We got a problem.
Well, they said the same thing about Drew Brees, and Drew Brees won championships in New Orleans.
No.
Drew Brees is taller than me. I think that they actually take inches off of Drew Brees when they say how tall he is, because I've stood next to him.
No, I believe to this day, I believe he uses lifts in his shoes, but that's just me.
Okay, well, I'll say this. He's a legitimate 6'2", in my opinion, potentially a 6'3". We got to jump over to baseball. We're running out of time here. The Yankees are the Orioles out of the East, Eddie. I know what you're going to say already, but it's going to be a homer
move.
Well,
you know, I'm a New York guy. That's it.
I know. Yankee fan, Yankees. I agree with you there, though. I think that the Orioles are a great young team. The pitching is going to be their issue, even though their pitching's good. The Yankees just they're having an incredible season. I think this may be a Yankees year. The Braves or the Mets in the AL East?
I'm going to go with the Braves. I really am, because the Mets, they just can't win the big one.
We got to run. We'll be right back on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off!
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. And get even more of an interior refresh with up to 40% off select vanities and free delivery. Because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down. Covered by the Verizon 5G network. And all for less than $30 a month when you get 4 lines. And the best part? We give you a free Samsung Galaxy A54 5G when you switch to the Total 5G Plus Unlimited plan. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the propane tank on your grill first before hosting a tailgate.
Let's fire up.
Here, let me try. Seriously, you didn't check the propane?
Who else did?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Salt and vinegar.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I need a printer for the office.
Staples has the best brands, like HP.
Well, I have some demands.
Oh.
Burton Sales demands it be fast.
HP's Office Jet Pro is super fast.
Megan Marketing demands color prints.
Check.
And Kurt the Controller demands I don't overpay.
With Staples hot deals, you get up to 40% off select HP printers.
Oh, great. My job can be...
demanding?
I was going to say a lot of fun.
Right now at Staples, save up to 40% on select HP printers, America's most trusted printer brand. Ends 9/28.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Now then, all over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the Continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
You know, we were talking about baseball and we're going into NASCAR right now. But Jeff, I just got to tell you, when I was talking about NASCAR with a buddy of mine who's a manager of Miller's Ale House, Matthew Small, right across from the gates of Universal. And he took good care of Melanie and me, and we had some greatest food ever. But we were talking about NASCAR, and it's just unbelievable about what's going on in NASCAR. It's cool. Down the stretch they come, you know?
Yeah, it is an interesting time in NASCAR. The playoffs have begun. But before we get into that, let's get into odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style.
Without a doubt, 5-star. And I got it on right now.
Go check out our boy Lenny at odark30.com. We appreciate his sponsorship of the show. Joey Logano took the checkered flag and the playoff opener winning in Atlanta.
Oh, absolutely. But don't bet on him to win the whole shebang. I can tell you that. Because he had Chris Bruchner. He won at Watkins Glen. I mean, you know.
That's in New York. Really, that's in New York, isn't it? Watkins Glen.
Oh, absolutely. Great. It's beautiful up there.
Beautiful
course.
I always forget that New York City isn't New York and that you can have a racetrack in New York. It's so funny.
They've
to
got
me.
A whole state that's all absolutely beautiful called New York.
And
it's just gorgeous up there.
Yeah, it is. It's an incredible state, you know, with just Manhattan and the five boroughs down there. That's all anybody ever thinks about. Every once in a while, Buffalo comes up. Sometimes you might sniff a little Rochester, but other than that, you forget. Right. New York is a huge place. They're racing NASCAR and Watkins Glen in New York. Bristol Motor Speedway is up this week.
Yeah, trifecta. You know, you got them the three cities at Bristol, man. Bristol is a cool racetrack. I mean, it's rubbing the right way, as you would say. And your brother Brad would say, you got to rub that side, man, when in Bristol, believe me.
Bristol's an interesting track. It's one of the bigger races in NASCAR. It's fun to watch during the playoffs. It's going to be a great race week this week.
Yeah, because everybody, you got to be able to race to win in Bristol. I mean, it's not like an open wheel race or super speedway. I mean, it's what made NASCAR NASCAR. I mean, it's rubbing. I mean, Bristol is cool, man.
Absolutely. Hey, AEW, with its television coverage, it drew the smallest crowd in AEW history at AEW Collision in Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah, God was very tired when he made Dayton, Ohio. you know, they should have, you know, if Ohio needed an enema, they'd stick it in Dayton. And so why some dumbass in AEW booked that, it's just unbelievable. But AEW, it is what it is, man. I mean, come on. I mean, they got the television coverage. It goes back to the front office. They got a bad booker. They got a bad front office. You know, they got a lot of talent in AEW, but they're not utilizing the talent the way it should be. And me is Eddie Mansfield. If I was running the show, you wouldn't have been in Dayton, Ohio. You'd have been somewhere else selling out. But that's the difference in me and you. I like to sell out. I don't like to just show up.
Eddie Mansfield openly taking offers to run the AEW, if anyone's listening.
I don't want to run crap for them some bitches. Yeah, I'm happy. I make plenty of money. I'm a multimillionaire, and I don't need shit from pro wrestling, believe me.
Well, I would say, you know, there's got to be an amount that they could offer you that would bring you back into the fold.
Yeah, it's got to be seven figures. I won't even talk to you.
Yeah. Well, that seems easy. Seven figures. That's chump change these days. They lost seven figures.
Yeah, but you got to add the other numerals.
High seven figures.
On the other end, you know, so.
Yeah, I can't. I had seven figures is a lot of money, but these days it doesn't seem to be as much as it used to be.
Well, Roger Goodell, the old queen of the NFL. Let me tell you something, Roger Dodger. You woke son of a bitch. Leave Tom Brady alone, Jeff, and let him call the game the way he sees it. Not the way you see it, you woke bastard. That's the problem with the NFL now. You're trying to control everything. Don't you think that's the way it is, Jeff?
Well, he was a big fan of Tom Brady's arm. And it brought a lot of eyes to the NFL, Tom Brady's arm. But I don't know if they knew exactly what they were getting when they brought in Tom Brady's mouth. I've heard Tom Brady speak on multiple occasions. He's not a guy who... Tom Brady knows who Tom Brady is. Tom Brady
But he knows football.
Absolutely. Better than most. But he's an Adonis. Most people, when he walks into the room, male or female, swoon all over him. So if you put him on TV, people are going to watch. He doesn't even have to talk. They could literally have three quarters of the screen be the football game, and the other quarter could just be Tom Brady sitting there and smiling.
Pretty boy.
And a lot of women would tune in just to watch Tom Brady smile. But,
well, they do. That's how come Fox's ratings are up.
But also, he also knows that he's considered the greatest quarterback of all time. So when you
he
have...
He didn't get there by accident.
He's given the God-given talent for football, the looks of an Adonis, and he did not squander it at all whatsoever. He put it all to use, and he's proven himself above all others. And so if you give him a microphone, Tom Brady's not thinking, oh gee, I better say what I'm told to say or I might lose my job. Tom Brady's like, I'm going to say whatever I want. I dare you.
Yeah, right. Like me. I do the same thing.
Dare you to fire me. Because the minute you fire me, my phone is going to be blowing up from the Miami Dolphins, who have a quarterback in Tua Tagovailoa, who is suffering again from a concussion. He ran the ball quite well to try to get a first down, got it, and instead of sliding, went head first into a linebacker, and his head got twisted around. Now, I believe he's in concussion protocol. I don't know if that's been announced yet, but...
He's going to miss at least four games. And let me say this, Jeff. You know who Bill Hemmer is with Fox?
Yes.
Well, Bill used to be a great sports guy before he got in the news. But Bill, he brought this out, that Tua, his neck is weak. That's how come he keeps getting concussions. And he may be right. I mean, because if you look at it, Tua ran into Hamlin, who was dead on the field a year ago.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It wasn't even a linebacker. It was a DB.
No. I mean, Tua ran into him. And all he did was snap his own neck because he's got a pencil neck. That's what he got, a pencil neck, brother. He needs to get a bigger neck where he's not like a pencil neck snapping. And that's what he needs. He needs to work his neck, get it stronger, and be bigger. You know, I mean, he comes out of that Samoan Hawaiian kind of deal. He can get big, and that's what he needs to do, get a little bigger, because he's just, you know, he's got a pencil neck. And well, that's what happened. It snapped.
Everybody who watched that play said, I can't believe that Tua didn't slide feet first. Why he chose to barrel into that guy like he was a running back, I'll never know. But the reality of it is that this guy has concussion problems. And as we know now with CTE, concussions are bad during games, but they're really bad during your 50s, 60s, so on and so forth. So this guy has to really consider whether or not it's worth it to destroy the rest of his life to continue to play football and potentially.
Well, I got
to
say this. You know, all you grandstanding son of a bitches out there, stop it. Let him get everything that he needs to see from the neurologist and let him make his own choice.
I agree.
Don't let somebody else make your choice. I mean, let me tell you something. If it's my career, nobody makes my choice but me. You know why? Because I'm the son of a bitch who's getting stabbed. I'm the guy who's taking the bumps. I'm the guy who's getting hit every night. Don't ever tell me what I need to do. You need to sit and shut your stinking mouth, and all you jot sniffers need to shut up because you're not an athlete. Let him hear from the neurologist and, as a grown-ass man, make the proper choice for his family.
I couldn't agree more. It's his choice to make. And I, yes, in that position, I do believe that there is enough proof now that these guys with multiple concussions are, it's a long road ahead of them if it gets to a point where they have really bad CTE. And Tua's, it's not like he came into the NFL and developed this issue. It goes back to college. The kid has had a lot of concussions, and he got rocked. He got a, if it wasn't a knee, a thigh to the head, twisted his head around, and he definitely has a lot of thinking to do. I hope he's fine. I hope he continues to play. The Miami Dolphins have such a fun thing going on down there.
But let him, all you people, shut your damn mouth. He's a grown-ass man. Let him make his own choice. It's his life, and it's his career, not yours.
Agreed. So, that being the case, if Tua Tagovailoa is hurt and he decides that he's at least going to, you know, rehab himself and get himself back in gear, and that means that the Miami Dolphins need to start looking for a better quarterback than what they have backing up Tua Tagovailoa right now, do they pick up the phone and do they call the Adonis himself, Tom Brady, and say, are you sure you're enjoying that booth? We have a team down here in beautiful Miami where everyone...
Why? Tom is too old.
I don't think he is. I think he definitely is still in shape.
Let me tell you something. Yes, he is.
I just really feel like that's such a perfect situation for him to go down to Miami, a team that is phenomenal. They literally, the question mark on that team was Tua Tagovailoa's health. And that question has potentially been answered. So,
well, I can answer this. Brady's ready to play.
Yes.
I mean, without a doubt.
Can you imagine?
You know, he knows everything that goes in his body. For a low round draft choice, he's such a winner. And I love it. You know something? He made them all eat crow.
Well, that was just a mistake.
That's what I love about it. You know something? When you're talented, you can't stop talent.
No.
I tell people that all the time, Jeff. There's one thing about what you can't stop talent.
Yeah, he was overlooked a lot, and I feel like a lot of that really shaped his need
to be
so incredible. And he said, okay, I go in high school, you don't want to start me. I go to Michigan, you don't want to start me. I get into the NFL, I get drafted by a team who already has a franchise quarterback. They obviously don't think that highly of me. And he takes over and with all of that weight on his shoulders and all of that anger in him, takes the New England Patriots, turns them into a dynasty. He's the best quarterback of all time. But listen, hey, we got to run. We'll be right back. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
We'll be right back on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All over the world.
It's the best damn show on your radio.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, Tom Brady. So, you know something? The more I thought about during the break, you know, oh, Tom, he would fit just fine in Miami, believe me. But the problem is, he owns some of the Las Vegas Raiders. You know that.
Well, maybe he could just sit out the Raiders game. It's not like he's going to have to worry about facing him in the Super Bowl.
Well, just sell the damn thing, you know?
Yeah. It's a football fan's dream to discuss whether or not Tom Brady is going to take another job and play quarterback again. It's just like Michael Jordan. We all wanted him to be successful with the Wizards, but you might be right. His time for throwing the ball might be gone, and we might need a guy like Tom Brady in the booth speaking as a you know, unchained, unafraid man discussing football, a sport that's badly in need of someone to say enough is enough already. And he might be the guy that they need in the NFL. Either way, I'm happy, but it's fun to discuss. Will Tom Brady come back and play football? And what a place to land, you know, South Beach.
My answer is no.
Yeah. What do they do though? If Tom Brady's not available, obviously he's number one on anyone's list.
Well, they hire that damn jabroni Tannenbaum, whatever it was, that bombed with the Titans.
Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill. Yeah, that's not a bad call.
He's a joke. Everywhere he ever went, he's a joke.
He started in Miami. I think he started in Miami, if I'm not mistaken. I think
I don't know. He's
had
been,
good season.
He's been bouncing around. He's made some serious money for being so bad. I mean, it's like,
yeah, if I'm not mistaken, they drafted him, moved on from him, and maybe that's what led to Tua getting there. But that's not a bad call. I mean, they've got a team that any quarterback that's worth his salt that just won't lose games for you could make a run in Miami. It's a great team. But listen, Eddie, fun show. We talked NFL, MLB, NASCAR, AEW. We got into, you know, everything that matters. College football. It was a fun show.
Absolutely. We have fun every. And with a bunch of naked women, Jeff. I mean, we have fun. It doesn't matter. You know, we're just that damn good.
We are, but we got to run, man. So tell them goodbye.
For Jeff Taylor, this is the Continental Left. Eddie Mansfield saying, see you next week.